And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very busy San Diego Landings here with the 7 long-range boats coming in today. But we have a great show lined up for you today. Darren Doy from the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, 310 Wad Works, and Swifty Manufacturing. He's got a lot going on, and we're going to have a lot going on here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app. This is going to be a great time with Darren in here, man. I've already been having fun BSing through on the breaks. This is great.
A great way to celebrate our 29th anniversary in the year.
Congratulations.
On the air. How about that? Happy heading into our 30th year of Let's Talk Hookup starting tomorrow. How
Come
about
on.
That? So, yeah. So, big celebration here with Darren Doy. Good morning.
What's up, Darren? Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
First time on Let's Talk Hookup, but you're not a newcomer to this industry. You've been around.
It's been a couple of years already. Yeah,
yeah, indeed. And you were with several companies before,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
In the industry, and now tell us about all that you're doing. 310 Rod Works, Sato Crimp and Winder, Swifty, all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's pretty crazy.
Acquiring.
In this time that's so uncertain, we've taken the chance, and we've acquired a few companies. We've done some really exciting things. I have to just stop real quick and just say thank you to my wife who's sitting here with us.
Yeah.
She has been so supportive. She jumped in the car at 4 o'clock this morning to be here this morning. So I just have to say
thank you
to her. But it's been a very exciting about year and a half. We've been putting these plans together. The whole deal with Swifty and Sato coming together as one company under 310 Rodworks has been really, really well received. Although I have to admit that we're not quite ready to just roll everything out yet. This is kind of our launching platform right here, right now. And so I'm really really excited about that. We've put together the Swifty Manufacturing Company and their concept of washing the Spectra and making sure that your spools on your reels are staying in good condition. Took that idea and combined that with the Sato winder, and now we have the Swifty winder and the system.
Swifty winder. So let's talk for a minute about washing your Spectra.
Sure.
Why is that important?
You know, one of the things that I think a lot of people fail to realize is that when the salt accumulates on the line, on this woven line, it kind of traps it, and it allows the corrosion or electrolysis to take place on the spool. And you'll never see it until the next time a big tuna rips all the line off your reel and you see all this corrosion. Well, you can protect yourself by taking the line, first of all, taking the line off the reel, washing all the salt out of the braid, and it's a very simple process, and reloading that after you've been able to clean the spool, you know, maybe even treat it with a very light coat of carnauba wax or car wax on the spool, just to give it a little barrier to keep that salt off of the aluminum spool.
Oh, good idea.
And so it really keeps your reels healthy. It keeps the spools in good shape, and you'll never have that problem. Maybe the reel manufacturers have taken note of it already, but just having that extra measure of maintenance dialed into your annual system of repairing your reels, changing drags, making sure everything's in good operating condition, this is just an add-on to what you can do to keep your reels in good shape.
Corrosion on the spool is one of those things that you just can't, you cannot know if it's happening or address unless you do that. And
right. And
every reel is different. I just know from days in the shop of, you know, a guy that goes long range fishing and he wants to change his Spectra or do something different, and he may have two reels that fish just the same. You pull all the line off one and it's perfectly fine, no problem. And then the very next reel, there is a dime size, super sharp ball of gnarly aluminum corrosion that if that line was coming off under pressure, and it would cut it, no question about it. And we've seen horrific corrosion issues, and then we've seen reels that are perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And it's just, salt is just one of those nasty things that there's no knowing if it is or isn't unless you pull that line off and get a look at it.
Absolutely.
So this is something you can combine with the Sato line winder kit.
That's right.
And the Swifty fits on the Sato kit, and then you basically take it off and put it on, and that's the cool thing. I have a Sato line winder, and I use it all the time. It's a great line winder. The advantage of that is that you can put it on with pressure, too, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, the line winder was designed by Gary Sato many years ago, and it's really designed as a do-it-yourselfer kind of item. I suppose a tackle shop could use one in place of some of the other line winders that are on the market today, but it's not real likely. It's really built for you and I to have in our garage,
totally,
to be able to strip the line off, to clean it up, or instead of having to rush out to the shop and have somebody load your reels with line, you can do it at home.
Yeah.
At pressure, you know, with the right amount of tension, and some people still feel the need to know exactly how many yards of line is on the reel. You can count the line out if you want to, or you don't have to because you're doing it at home. You just fill up that reel to wherever you're comfortable, and you cut the line, and you go on to the next one. And it's a great thing to have a line winder in your home.
Oh,
it is fantastic.
In this world, with the system that you have, you know, there's so many people that have been fishing big flat falls and wanting to do the bluefin thing. Now, in your garage, your own time, you could put a Swifty spool on, spin all your line off. You can buy a counter for your Swifty line. So now you can start marking your line. You can know exactly where you are. You can Sharpie it every 100 feet or do whatever you want. But, like, you have the time to do that in your garage with an accurate counter. I mean,
That is absolutely
sinker
right.
Rig fishing, if you want to know where 100
exactly.
feet is on your line, now you can pull 100 feet off onto your Swifty spool, mark it up, and then wind it right back on. Like you said, a do-it-yourselfer that's a real, you know, techie, you know, wants to really
exactly.
tweak his tackle just right, like, that's who this is for.
That's exactly right.
And
you know,
more.
The guys that want to really take charge of their own tackle,
yes.
I mean, to the point where they're – taking care of their own line and doing the metering. You know, we're gonna do our best to post up all of this stuff in video format so people can buy this and actually watch the YouTube video.
Do it
at home, because this flat fall fishing, sinker rig fishing, all this stuff that really does require a metering of your line. Now all of a sudden you can do that at home.
Yeah, and you speak from experience. You're a hardcore angler. You fish many trips and both local, long range, everything. So you speak from experience of doing this and getting into this, taking care of products that are really necessary for guys like this.
I'm just so excited that we were able to put the deal together to put Swifty and Sato together under one roof.
Yeah,
that made it possible for us to be able to come up with these systems like this, so that the metering can be done, the washing can be done, everything can be done at home. One of the most interesting things that I've found using the Swifty washer system is that it's as simple as pulling the line off your reel, taking the cage that the line is on and throwing it in the tank of your toilet, so that the toilet, every time it washes, it's literally dragging the salt out of your braided line.
Wow.
And then you take it out of
a good idea.
You take this spool out of the tank, let it dry off, and then go through the process of reloading.
And how long do you leave it in the tank?
You know, it could be just a couple of days. You know, it's not like you're leaving it in there for a month or anything. Yeah,
you just
drop it in there.
So you don't want to just, like, hose it off under your sink and then put it back on.
You certainly could, but you're not going to get as much of the salt out of it as you would allowing it to be saturated.
I love that. That's such a good call.
Because that's clean water.
And it's clean water.
Yeah.
It's not like the wastewater. It's actually the pre-waste water.
That's excellent.
It's really, really interesting how these things have been employed. And I'm, like I said, I'm just excited to know that we were able to put this thing together under one roof so that we can create some online content so people know how to use it. It's an odd-looking thing, so, you know, it's hard for people to visualize how to make this thing happen. And so by creating video content, we're going to be able to help people along with that and hopefully re-engage some of the people that were using Swifties back in the day. Nothing has changed from then to now from when this was first introduced. And so we want to make sure that everybody who's coming into our sport today has been equipped to really take care of their tackle.
I'll tell you another thing that the big Swifty spool is going to come in real big that we're starting to see a lot of is the world of the deep drop swordfish is now becoming so popular, and it's for sure a fish that one can go target. And a lot of us already own a rod and reel that would be appropriate for going and catching a big swordfish, because it's very similar, if not the same, as what you would go catch your big kite bluefin with. The difference is the line, it would sure be, you know, you'd be more beneficial to use a different size and style of line, length of top shot for your swordfish. So now you can take your big bluefin reel, buy a large Swifty spool, and just spin all of the line off onto it, put it in your garage shelf, and then fill your swordfish reel up, and then fish swordfish all fall and winter. And then when tuna season comes, you spin your swordfish leader off onto another Swifty and put your big tuna leader right back on. And now you've got your kite reel that's 100% full of spectra and a little top shot, and then you can switch over to your other one at swordfish time where you're halfway full and a 300-foot top shot, you know, whatever. Like,
that's awesome, because I didn't think about that at all.
Yeah.
So
there you
thank
go.
You
it's
for that.
No, totally. I think it's going to come. I just thought
and
it was such a good
call. And here's the other thing, too, and on that same thought. You're using basically the same reel, the same rod for swordfish versus big bluefin, but you're fishing, you, generally speaking, on your big bluefin rig, 150, 200-pound Spectre, right?
Mm-hmm.
Power
you
Pro.
Got me, exactly.
And when you're fishing 1,000 feet deep, you want to fish like 80 pounds Power Pro, right?
Exactly.
So you switch that all out to your swordfish rig, because dropping 150, 200-pound Power Pro at 1,000 feet, you have so much more drag versus 80.
Got to use twice the amount of sinker.
Right.
You're not down the
and
straight.
Your
you're scoped
too
out. Totally.
Yeah.
Everything. Exactly.
So you put 80 or 100-pound Max Quattro on your swordfish reel. You put 150. 200-pound Power Pro Hollow Ace on your bluefin reel. You switch them out with the Swifty and the Sato line winder. You're set.
So now instead of buying a $600 to $1,000 reel, you're buying a Swifty spool and filling it up with line.
Yeah. And a Sato
exactly.
line winder. Yeah, and I'll say again, I use the Sato line winder all the time. And it's great. It's a kit. And explain the kit, because a lot of line winders cost thousands of dollars of this quality.
Yeah. The interesting thing that Gary did was he took a very fundamental approach and designed it around the basics of what was required for loading line. It had to have torque in the motor driving the reel. It had to have line capacity to hold a big spool of line. It had to be secure on the bar where the reel sits. And so he took a very fundamental approach. It comes with everything that you would need. In fact, I'm really not even as inclined to offer it without the board, because the board is pretty critical in how it's drilled out, how it's routed out, where the slots in the board go. And so I'm offering it as a kit with the board, the little rubber feet already installed on it. All you have to do is put a couple of carriage bolts in, attach the brackets, tighten up the wing nuts, and you're literally that fast, like 15 minutes, ready to wind line.
With your drill or buying another drill.
And so the drill selection is so basic, and we're using a regular corded drill, and so it's not like you're having to go out and buy a $150-$200 DeWalt cordless drill. The most basic drills are probably going to be sufficient, but to get the proper amount of torque, you want a half inch drill, and we have it lined out in the paperwork which ones work best. And I'm not trying to plug any one manufacturer, but one of the unique things that's happened over the last 12 months is that, I don't even know if I can say their name online, but
sure,
Harbor Freight Tools came up with the exact amperage, exact configured drill that you can buy for about $50.
So that $150 Makita I have, I can buy it for $50
at
Harbor Freight.
Exactly. You know, when I first started getting into this, so this was before I even approached Gary about buying the company, I had bought a Milwaukee drill. You know, a Milwaukee cordless drill is still $119 online.
Yeah.
Now you can walk into your Harbor Freight Tools store, buy this drill, $50, buy the extended warranty. If anything ever happens to it, you can go back and have it replaced. It's really a great value. It does an exceptional job at winding line at home.
Plenty
of torque.
Yeah.
I mean, more torque than you could ever use.
Yeah, you could break your arm with it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Really bad. Bad things could happen.
And here's the other advantage of being able to switch out the drill, that the motor is not part of the system.
That's right.
If the motor burns out, you just go get another drill.
That's right.
I mean, if the motor burns out on some of these more high-priced line winders, it's not a cheap fix.
That's right. And the interesting thing is that, you know, we've maintained our connection with that corded drill because we offer our kit with a foot pedal.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll see
the drill
some of the
matter.
Other... Right. The drill doesn't really matter. The other product that's on the market today as a home winder, they're about twice as much money, and you use a corded drill where you personally have to pull the trigger to run this line winder. Well, we're literally offering our kit with a foot pedal.
With a foot pedal.
Yeah.
And how much is that kit?
It's actually... retails for $489. We're going to run a special on our line winders for the first 20 packages that are sold at $300.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're going to...
That includes the board?
That includes the board.
Oh, come on.
It doesn't include the drill.
You'll sell every one of those.
But yeah,
things.
we're going to offer that up.
So for $350, you're set. You
that's
get a $50
right. You have a line winder at home.
Or you have a use your drill that you have at home, your corded drill.
You could actually...
And this
have
is a real
the
deal.
Drill.
Foot pedal, the foot. It's a
Everyone
real foot pedal.
You.
It's got.
Yeah,
it's that.
The only
deal.
Thing. The only thing it doesn't include in that package is the line counter. Most people don't buy the line counter because you really don't need it. But if you did want it, it's an extra $100 actually.
Okay.
So
if you wanted the line, I don't have a line counter, but
yeah.
But if you wanted to add the line counter,
you could.
You could. So and how do you get the deal?
You know, you can just contact me at my office or my direct line. I don't know if you want me to.
Yeah,
give
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So 310 Rodworks. Here. 310 Rodworks is the parent company for all three businesses now.
Uh-huh.
So if you need any information or want to contact us about ordering a line winding kit or any of the other stuff that we talk about, 310 Rodworks, phone number is 310 817-5145. That's our office number. Or you can reach me direct at 310-710-5431.
That's awesome. Okay.
I am a heavy Facebook user. If you guys want to message me there, you can find me there.
310 Rodworks,
310
right?
Rodworks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And do you have a website?
You know what? I haven't put it together yet because we're going to end up creating a business-to-consumer direct site for some of the other things that we're doing, and we'll make all this stuff available to you online.
So $300 for the Sato line winder kit, including the board.
And
that's $150 off the regular
price.
That's
right.
Wow, what a deal.
That's so cool, yeah. Darren.
We're really trying to make people aware of what's available to them as a DIY fisherman. You know, I grew up wanting to know everything there was to know about fishing, and this is all part of it. You know, it's been a dream for me to have a line winder at home.
Sure.
Now I can make it possible for pretty much everybody to have a line winder at home, which I think is a great thing. And the more that we put back into our industry, I think the better off we're all going to be.
This is cool. And for you, with the Swifty connection, too, now it's more than just a line winder. Like, you have a line winder and have the ability of transferring and moving things around. Again, I see it in the shop all the time. Hey, I'm buying this reel. I don't want this Spectra, or I've already got $100 worth of Spectra on this reel, but I want it on that one. And originally I put on 65, and I wish I had 80, and now I've got this $100 worth of line, but I don't know what to do with it. And with this kit and these spools, you now have the ability to move things around, saving good line for the next one. Because the Spectra, again, properly taken care of, lasts forever. So now you've got the ability. I mean, this thing will save you money, I'll bet, in a year or two worth of swapping and moving line around. It'll pay for itself.
Absolutely. You know, I've been around this business for a long time. I started as a kid. I mean, I started sweeping floors in the local tackle shop in my hometown, you know. And back then, back in the late 70s, early 80s, we were swapping out aluminum pen spools because we wanted to have 15-pound test on this one and 30-pound test on this one. This is kind of the new age of being able to have different lines for your same reel.
Yes.
And so that's kind of the way I approach it.
And so much more to talk about here, as you can hear. We haven't even ventured into 310 Rodworks because obviously you make rods, too. And then also we haven't even talked about the Sato crimp system,
A lot of cool new stuff coming out there. Yeah. As you can hear, we've got an awesome show. Really stoked to have Darren in here this morning. A lot to cover, not only a fantastic angler, but so much cool, like, wizardry stuff that we're going to be going over today. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to join us, the phones are already getting packed up. There's only one line still available. If you want it, that's 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Not only are we covering all this great stuff from 310 Rodworks, from Swifty, from Sato, we are also going to give away one of those Sato line winder kits. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to have their own Sato line winder. We are so stoked.
Wow.
That was so generous,
very
you guys.
Cool.
Thank you so much. And again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Darren, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hi there, I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with
Boker, Germany. ATCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, ATCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from ATCO. Any fish, any water.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's SNAPPINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning, man.
Talking to Darren Doy, 310 Rodworth, Sato Crimp Kit, Sato Winder Kit, Swifty Manufacturing. What else do you do?
Man, there's a lot of stuff that we do around 310, let me tell you.
Yeah. So 310 Rodworks, you build rods.
I do. Yeah. About 4 years ago, I got started with my own business. Been around the business for a long time. Was a general manager at Seeker when they were still in Long Beach. Helped Randy get his business, the UC company, off the ground after he acquired that. And so I spent a lot of time in the rod business. Been building rods since I was 13. So, I mean, it's been about 100 years now. And, you know, it's been a long time, and I've seen a lot of stuff. But the one thing I make sure all my customers know, I don't do a lot of the real decorative, fancy stuff. I'm a functional rod builder. And so 310 was built on that idea. We have been building a bunch of rail rods, do a lot of stuff with pretty much the focus being United Composites, because I have such a great relationship with Randy over there. And I will tell you that Randy and I, because we're so close, we have been lockstep together, really working hard to make his brand and my brand work together.
Nice.
So 310 has done a lot of the saltwater stuff. I've done some freshwater stuff. And I had the opportunity through 310 Rodworks and the work business I was doing to work with the folks over at the Fred Hall Show. Mike Lum and I have a long, long relationship working together. And so he allowed me to develop the Rod Builders Depot section of the show. And so that was a really interesting thing that happened. And the reason why I bring that up is it gave me exposure to a lot of rod builders around Southern California, even from Northern California, some from out of state. And understanding their needs created the opportunity for me to take the next step with 310 Rodworks, which is what we're doing right now. In addition to bringing Swifty together with Sato, we're also taking 310 from a custom rod builder position in the market to being a distributor of rod building componentry, guides and reel seats and grips. And we're actually going to have our own line of Hypalon style grips to sell to the market, because there's a need there. There's a demand there that isn't being met, and we're just excited that we're able to do that.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't something that was available before.
Sure, yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, no, don't forget, you can text us, too. If you have the Let's Talk Hookup app, you can text us. Just go to the Let's Talk Hookup app and say text the show, and you can text us. And Wayne K. Sent a text here. Says, great job on the Custom Rod Depot People's Choice Award at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. What's the next idea for 2021?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I think our biggest obstacle right now is actually getting the show off the ground. We have have every intention of being there with the same display, the rotating rods, the overhead lighting to make these rods look so beautiful on display, and to give each one of the rod builders a true evaluation of their
maybe
wrapping
explain real
technique.
Quick for those that aren't familiar what it is you're talking about.
The Rod Builders Depot was a competition and display at the Long Beach Fred Hall show. We had intended originally we were working with about 20 builders or 20 rods. This past year we expanded it and we said we'll open it up to the first 50. Well, once we got to the show, we had 65 entrants and not even enough display space for all of them. And so we just made do. And we put everything on display. We had 65 beautiful rods, custom-built rods, on display in one place in rotating rod racks so that you could literally see the front, the back, up, down. All the lighting was there. It was magnificent.
And this is like a showcase for all the different rod builders to, you know, whether it be decorative or unique or this,
absolutely.
You know, this is his style. And
all the stuff that I'm not able to do was on display. It was absolutely
cool.
Fantastic, and it was super well received. We had industry coming in and supporting it. They were providing great prizes. In fact, I have to say thank you so much to Bill Batson of Batson Enterprises. He is basically Alps here in the United States. He has done so much for us to get that part of the show off the ground. In fact, this past year's grand prize was $1,000 worth of his product to the top point earner for our competition.
Rock Builders. Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And
very
it was
cool.
Open. It was open to everybody at zero cost.
That's
all you
cool.
had to do is put a rod in there.
That's pretty neat. Yeah. And I'm sure that Mike and Fred or Bart are really excited about including that in the Fred Hall shows, too.
It has come so far in such a short amount of time, you know, everything being relative, you know, the show's been around for over 70 years now.
Right.
And for us to put this thing together and get so many people to engage in it in just 3 years, it's been
That's
magnificent.
Pretty cool.
And I'm so proud to be just a part of that movement, bringing rod building, the art of rod building back into Southern California.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, hey, the phones are packed. Yeah. They want to talk to you, and they also want to win that Sato line winder, too,
right
that
on.
You have up
okay.
for grabs, too. And don't forget that deal that you have going on.
Absolutely.
First 20 people get it for $300,
including
the board.
Including the
board. It's $150 off the regular cost, and
yes.
all they have to do is just give you a call at 310-817-5145 and grab that deal for the first 20 people.
Yes,
I'm telling you, I have this line winder. I've had it for years. There's nothing like it.
Yeah,
if you want a line winder at home, a real line winder, not a funky one, this is the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So let's go ahead and jump on the phone.
You got it, buddy. Why don't we start it off this morning with Luke? Luke's calling us from Gardena. Luke, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Darren.
Hi, Luke.
Hey, Luke.
Actually, I'm calling from Laguna Niguel, but like Darren, I grew up in Gardena, and it is great to have a fellow Mohican being successful and expanding. Pete, congratulations on 29 years.
Thank you very much.
I believe I started listening year one. Was the show a half an hour in the beginning?
It was a one-hour show on 4 to 5 p.m. originally when we first started on the little station in Carlsbad on Sunday afternoon, 4 to 5 p.m. And then I think about 3 or 4 months after that, we moved it down to 6 to 8 a.m. for a number of years and then 7 to 9. So, yeah.
I think I started when it was 6 because I listened to it while I was surf fishing the coast in South Orange County.
Perfect. Yeah.
So,
all right.
Long-time listener.
Yeah, well,
hey,
great.
Darren,
Luke,
I've got two questions. Well, you're more than welcome. I've got two questions for you,
sure.
Darren. First off, you've got a lot going on, but knowing you, I'm sure there's visions on the horizon for future things. So can you share a little bit about future products and offerings? And then second, since you've been in the business so long, who are the people in the industry that had the most influence to you and you'd consider your mentors.
Wow,
those are my two questions.
That's pretty heavy. let me tackle the new product stuff first. The development of my business has really been centered around supporting the custom rod builders. When it comes to 310 Rodworks, establishing an opportunity for custom rod builders to have an avenue for buying components and all the stuff that's associated with rod building, we're going to continue to expand that. There's going to be a full line of thread. There's chemicals and all the stuff that you would need to build a rod. The one thing, and it may surprise some people, but the one thing that I'm probably not going to have a lot of is blanks. Blanks are available at all your tackle stores. You can get them from essentially any store that you're buying your goods from now. So I'm not going to infringe on that. You know, you guys definitely have that covered. But when it comes to items that it takes to get the blank from raw to finished, I'll be there to help out. So that's really the direction for 310 Rodworks. Of course, Swifty and, of course, Sato are going to be creating new products as we go along. And I think more than anything, we have to focus on getting the online content so that people know how to use the stuff that we already have.
Yes.
And so we're working on that. We're going to have that available to us coming up pretty soon. We have a nice big shop that doesn't have nearly enough stuff filled in there, so there's plenty of room to shoot video, and we'll be doing that real, real soon.
So, Darren, this will be available through you, but will you also be distributing to tackle stores?
Absolutely.
Too? Yeah,
absolutely.
The better tackle stores.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you'll have the Swifty, you'll have the all the components, all the Sato crimps and the Sato line winder, all that
so
stuff.
So all that being under one roof, it makes it easy for distribution to happen.
Yes.
So anybody who is needing to buy components for their store that may not have the right connections or the right relationships with the manufacturers already, we're able to help the stores out
in that way.
Of course, that also would have Swifty dialed into that. We would have Sato crimps available and Sato crimp systems available to those stores, as well as one of the products that we're coming up with very, very shortly is our own basically super glue. We're working with Tac Glue in I guess they're in Carlsbad, but we're going to be working with Tac Glue to come up with a new adhesive bottled and branded under our Sato line to go along with our crimp. So you'll be able to get a flexible super glue to go along with your connection bag.
All right.
Awesome.
Great. Hey, Luke, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of the Sato crimps, now, Darren's brought in for a future prize Swifty washing kits, as well as a whole assortment of Sato crimps.
That's
which
right.
is quite the value there. And if you like using the Sato crimp like I do and Ricky does, that's a nice value.
It's 50 to 200 pound and a bunch of crimps in every size. Like, it's a really nice
Very
kit.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny from Fish Dope, our good buddy, says, I love hearing Darren on the show. He's one of my best friends and so knowledgeable about his trade. So thanks, Danny, for listening this
cool.
morning. Appreciate that and all that you contribute to the Let's Talk Hookup group here, too. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it, buddy. Cliff in Lakewood is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, happy anniversary, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Cliff.
Yeah, I got a question for Darren. When I go to Walmart and other places, I check out their rods, and I check for the spline to see how those eyes are put on. Sometimes you'd be really surprised. So could you explain how you can find the spline and how the rods are put on?
You know, the issue with the spine of the blank is one that everybody seems to want to know about. The interesting thing is that from the time when Roddy rods were being manufactured prior to even Sabre, most of the blanks were manufactured from a single flag of material. That would mean that there would be one spine to find. And if you didn't find that spine, usually the resin systems weren't robust enough to keep all that fiberglass material together, so you would end up having a delamination or a failure. In today's world, because most of our blanks are made from multiple flags of material, different shapes, different locations where they're wound onto the mandrel, the spine is less critical than it has ever been. I'm not saying that it's not critical, but it's less critical. And so when you go to, say, your Walmart or whatever, and you want to know if the guides are on the spine, all you have to do is take the blank at probably about maybe a foot from the tip in your palm of your hand, take your other hand and make the rod bend, not radically, just make it bend maybe 30 degrees and roll the blank, and it'll literally pop right into place, right where the primary spine is. And just understand that rod probably was never spined when it was first built. All the guides were aligned to the real seat, so wherever it got glued on, that's where it was built. But it's not necessarily going to mean that rod's going to fail or that it's a bad build. It's just how the manufacturing process happens. But that's a great question.
Why is finding the spine of the rod important?
You know, back in the day when the materials were all set into one flag of fiberglass, what would happen is if you didn't put the rod on the spine and find the proper spine location, the tip would tend to rotate to wherever the spine was, and the rest of the rod would stay stationary in your hand. Well, when that happened, as it rotated, you had a potential for that glass to delaminate and fail.
Gotcha.
So you would see it rotate, and then bang, it would come apart.
So now
you don't
want
that.
No. Is it different with, like, say, a CalStar graphite or something like that, where it's graphite and glass, or do those
absolutely
have spines too?
Absolutely, they have a spine, but the problem with that is they have multiple spines.
Multiple spines.
So most people don't realize
much
how
more
far, right? How far you have to bend it, how hard you have to bend the blank to find
the
primary spine.
Uh huh.
But at the same time, you don't necessarily have to put it on that spine in order for it to be a good build.
Okay. Still good practice. You probably
absolutely.
I do it
every rod.
Sure.
Every rod that I build, I spine it to what I find as a primary spine. But
because why wouldn't you? But it's
exactly
not. It's not going to.
Exactly.
On a modern appropriate build like a CalStar graphiter, it's not going to. That's not going to be what produces failure.
Absolutely.
And once a rod is wrapped, okay. Let's say I have a rod that's kind of. Can you still find the spine?
Oh, absolutely.
Rod? You can.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. And okay. I think that's what Cliff is
same
referring
way
to. You know, you go to a store and you roll it in your hand and you think, okay, well, this is off spine. Well, you know, it probably is, but it probably isn't going to result in the failure of that rod. I'm pretty sure car windows have taken out, or truck tailgates have taken out, a whole lot more rods than the rods being built off spine.
Yeah, no doubt.
Good
hey,
call, Cliff.
Cliff, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up a line. It's been a busy morning. You want to get through 833-288-0973. Just popped open there. And let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about Dave and Anza up next on Let's Talk Cook Up? Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And, Pete, congratulations on that 29-year anniversary. You know, I've been listening to you since way before Marty Milner, back when you did start at 6 in the morning, and
back
I've enjoyed
when
the first
Rick 20 was answering the phones.
Yeah, there's a little kid named Ricky. Right, I remember that. So, anyhow, I've enjoyed the first 29 years. I'm looking forward to the next 29. And, hey, I wanted to tell you, a few weeks ago I won that trip, the day trip on the San Diego. Well, I used that this Thursday of this past week, and I'll tell you, it was the right boat, the right time and place. We limited out the boat on yellowfin tuna. And these are really a nice grade of fish, too, probably an 18 to 30-pound grade. There were very few of those little football-sized fish, so it was really good quality fishing. 30-pound test line, a lively bait, it got the job done. And I got to say about the boat, the San Diego, for a day boat, what a great boat. I mean, that boat is so big and spacious, plenty of room, the galley, the heads were really clean, hard-working crew. And this trip, they call it a 5-to-5 trip. Well, we didn't get back in until 8 o'clock that night. The fish were really,
love it.
Yeah, they were really kind of out of range of a one-day boat, but they were sure willing to go the extra mile to put us on the fish. And I just can't imagine the boat getting in at 8 o'clock at night. These guys are probably turning around back down there at 4 in the morning to get it going again. I just got to hand it to them for going the extra mile. He put us on some fish. It was about as good as a day trip can get.
Yeah, well, Captain Ryan Boschin and his crew, man, there's no finer operation than the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, and certainly picked the right day to go fishing. It's nice to see that local yellowfin tuna starting to bite, too.
Especially such great, 18 to 30 pounds.
Beautiful
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, way to get them, Dave. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Already been a busy morning. Phones are still packed up. But again, if you want to get your shot to talk to Darren, give us a call, 833-288-0973. Or again, the text the show option. Very cool new thing for us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. As soon as you open up the app, you'll see, I think the third option down is text the show. Just click that button, and you'll be able to text right into Pete.
Indeed. And Butch and Gardena says, Darren, have you helped develop a new fishing rod?
That's a really interesting question.
Butch sounds like he's got some inside info. Yeah.
Butch definitely has the inside line on that
guess.
One. You know, it's, again, because of my relationship and friendship with Randy over at United Composites, we were able to come up with what could be the premier big bait rod. It's really an unlimited...
Big bait when you're talking about skipjack or
skipjack,
something like that.
Yeah. So basically we took the design of the Viper and combined it with the design of the Gladiator. So it's got a nice light tip. We've got plenty of backbone through the middle, and it just... it will just stop a giant fish in its tracks. So the new Deviant, it is a 310 Rodworks original, and it is only, currently, it's only available through us, but it's manufactured by Randy and his team over at the United Composites plant.
All right, great. It's inside information you must have, huh?
Deviant.
Hey, all right, thanks for that text.
All right, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. Always love hearing that sonar clicking in the background. We're always know we're going to get some fresh info.
Yeah. Now, today, second day of a 2.5-day trip. We fished bluefin yesterday. A little bit slow throughout the day. We had a pretty decent evening bite. Picked up 14 bluefin and 4 yellowfin. The yellowfin out there are ridiculous. They're like 40 to 60 pounders.
Wow.
You'd see down at Westies or up at Pilot Rock at Guadalupe, and they're very, very nice, great fish. And this morning we're down the beach. First kelp of the day. We had 25 dorado, a handful of yellowtail and yellowfin out of it. This yellowfin and dorado fishing lately have been absolutely epic at times. I mean, it's been really, really good fishing. And last couple of days, started seeing some bigger yellowfin mix in, 15 to 30 pound fish. So some trophy yellowfin go along with it here locally.
Man, that's so cool, Mike. It seems like the summer kelp fishing went from great yellowtail and dorado, and now when you're in that zone, you don't know if it's going to be yellowtail and dorado. You don't know if you're going to get rushed by a wide-open school of yellowfin tuna. You might get both. It sounds like our you know, later summer to fall season is almost starting a little earlier than normal. Sounds like there's some really good fishing to be had down the beach.
Yeah. And our last few trips, we've had limits of yellowfin and dorado, and I mean, they're
nice.
Really kind of hard to ask for anything more. There's been a couple of hits this morning. There's been some yellowfin and dorado jig strikes that have turned into wide open bites. It's kind of neat. It's not something you normally see, at least up here, but you know, that sounds more like a ridge issue where you get a jig strike and you got a dorado jumping on the trolling rod, and then all of a sudden you see brown backs in the corner. And there's some of that going on. We did just have a short strike, which, you know, kind of leaves it up in the air. And it's funny, Captain Buzz running the boat here a few trips lately. I know last week there was some 75-degree water. I came back down to the boat, and there was marauders tied on. I said, well,
hey, you never know, right?
Looking like that.
I love it.
You never know. Are these overnight trips, Mike?
Yeah, we do. We do 1.5-day trip a week. We did just add 2 trips. We had a charter that was trying to make it work, and we kind of backed out last minute. So we do have 2 openings. I think tomorrow night's full, our 1-day trip. Monday night, day-and-a-half trip just was added. As far as I know, there's still plenty of room on that. And then Wednesday night's 1-day trip that was just added. So both those have room. Trips before and after that are sold out. But, no, I mean, there's been some just outstanding fishing here lately. And whether it's yellowfin, dorado, or if we're fishing out west on one of the day-and-a-half trips, bluefin fishing has been very, very good at times. I know it was a little slow yesterday, but there was a couple of night bites that were just sound like they're epic.
Man, nice. This is so cool what's going on right now. This is my favorite time, and we've been so lucky to get to have this happen the last couple of years now, when you gotta kind of make the call what you want to go do, which it's got to be fun being in the driver's seat of the Tribute, whether you go out to the west and you go trophy hunting for big ones, you go down to the south and you load up and do your yanking and cranking. Some pretty fun options on the horizon right now, Mike.
Yeah, yes, there is. And we still have a couple of sponsored trips. Usually our sponsored trips fill up really quick, but we do have an Akuma sponsored trip and a Seeker sponsored trip in October, both on the weekends. They both have room on them. So you look at this kind of fishing and you think that it's only getting better. Those are definitely good trips to jump on.
Well, if somebody wants to climb aboard the Tribute, how do we do that?
Well, you can book through TributeSportFishing.com. Seaforthlanding.com. You can always give Seaforth a call, 619 424-3383 and take a look at our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing, to see pictures of what we've been catching here. And so far, like I said, off to a great start here this morning. 25 Dorado tuna and some yellowtail to go with it. And starting to hear reports of guys on the radio, you know, getting jib strikes, 30, 40 tuna, a couple of Dorado. So it's
not even 8 o'clock.
exactly what I was going to say. We're not halfway done.
Hey, great, Mike.
It's a good time to be on the water.
Yeah, no kidding. Jump aboard the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing. You can't go wrong. Sure, appreciate the update and the report, Mike, and look forward to talking to you again real soon. I have a feeling that you'll have more to report as we go through September and October, the prime time, for sure. Thanks a lot for joining us.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Appreciate
that. Well, the phones are packed up. Let's jump right back into them and talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Torrance this morning. Hey, Mike, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Rick and Darren. Harder to follow that report there.
Yeah, it's a good one, huh?
I just wanted to say thank you for the 29 years of Let's Talk Hook Up. I've started with the early years at 6 to 8 in the morning, and my wife has fought through it for all these years listening to it.
Thanks to your wife.
I started going to Red's tackle shop in Redondo when I was a kid. Probably 1968 or so, and in 1970 I was wrapping rods with Diamond Wraps, and it's been a good ride. A lot of enjoyment in my life with fishing. Went down and caught some Dorado here a couple weeks ago, and then went out last week on my buddy's boat and caught a 32-pound halibut locally here. So there's a good halibut bite going on too. Yeah, I just want to thank you guys very much for your show and everything you do for us.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call and the longtime support, too. Hey, I have a text from, well, once again, if you want to text us, the Let's Talk Hookup app is the place to go. Just text the show, and you can text us. But Steve from Long Beach has a question. Does the line winder fit all sizes reel, or is it just limited? And does it do freshwater spools? And then he had a follow-up, too. Does it remove line as well?
Yeah, starting with the size of the reels, it actually will do everything from, say, Alexa 300 size all the way up to...
Which is like a bass size reel.
Low profile bait casting reel, all the way up through a 50 size reel with no problem. The bait casting reels or the low profile reels require you to adjust the setup slightly because of the line winder pawl. So you'd have to make sure that pawl is going to clear the bracket that holds the reel onto the bar. What I do is I have a eighth-inch spacer that I put underneath the reel. Pretty simple application, but I certainly offer that with the line winder kit so that you can apply it to your system, the bar, reel bar on the system. But it's really a very good line winder for conventional style reels. There's no application for spinning reels yet.
Okay.
So we can't do spinning reels on the kit, but it does come with its own Swifty line stripper.
Okay.
So that is part of the kit.
Oh, okay. So you can take it off and put it on.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Good question. Thanks for texting us this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. Next up, we're going to talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Great show. I was wondering, you know, I know the Swifty line remover comes with the kit, and but the line washing things, drums seem to be a separate. I saw there's two sizes of them. But how do you hook out those in? And like if you took the line off and dumped them in your tank and cleaned them, how would you put them onto your spool and get them back on your rod? I don't see any... There's any way of doing that?
There's actually a couple ways that you can do that. In the system, we can offer you a separate spindle to put the line cage onto the bulk spool holder, and then you wind it on just like you would any other line. But in the instructions for the Swifty line washer, where it doesn't necessarily come with a Swifty line winder or associated with the Swifty line winder, what they recommend is that the line be wound from the Swifty cage, washing cage, onto a separate spool. If you have the ability to do that, that's great. Essentially what that's doing is it's reversing your line, so it's putting the used line on the bottom of the spool and giving you fresh line on the top. But for the folks that have the Swifty line winder, we can actually provide you the shaft that would be required to put the Swifty cage back on the bulk holder.
Oh, okay.
Kind of sandwiches.
Is that right? Is that on your website?
We don't have the website right now. So, unfortunately, I'd have to say no. But feel free to give me a call. We can discuss it over the phone. I could probably even take some pictures of it for you, and we can get you all set up.
And then you can work on YouTube stuff. Yeah, it's relative. Once you get it's easy. But, again, the phone number again, like if anyone wants to ask questions.
310-817-5145.
And that's if you want that $300 deal for the first 20
That's
on
right.
the Sato line winder too, which I just think is a phenomenal offer for our listeners.
No doubt.
Appreciate that very much.
And
thanks for the call.
When we come back, we got another full hour coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, a Radio.com sports station.
This is Fernando Tatis Jr. from the San Diego Padres.
Lane Tatis up for the backhand. He's got it.
The Padres play here on San Diego number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggety body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.